Friends, it's good to have you with us once again today. Thank you for giving of your time. Obviously back up in the attic again today. And if you've been with us over the last little while, over the last number of months, as a matter of fact, sometimes we look at things that we find in the attic. And sometimes we look at some old skateboards that I had as well whenever I was just a youth. And they can become very, very collectible. And I've got one here, and I'm sure not many that are watching on would know anything about it. But this is one that I got when I was, I think, 11 or 12 years of age. I was in first form, the first year of high school, and I got it for my birthday. And it's become very collectible, and it's worth a lot of money. Very hard to come by. I've seen one or two on eBay selling for about £700 or £800. So it's worth a wee bit. But here it is, and it's called Pete Dawsett. Pete Dawsett. And the company is not a nice name. It's called Death Box. But back then, I didn't think much about those things. So it's a Pete Dawsett Death Box. Just got Barflex copy trucks and old Slammer Kryptonic wheels. And you can see it's in good old condition there. And it's a nice board. So there it is, Death Box. Not a nice name, but that comes from whenever they used to skateboard inside old swimming pools. And up at the top of the pool, there was a vent to let the water out. And they called that the death box. Whenever the pool was empty, they would skateboard around the pool. And they would try to make it up over the top of that vent. And very often, the wheels caught on it, or the coping or whatever. And they came off and they got hurt. And that's why they called it the death box. But I suppose whenever people think about a death box, they maybe think about a coffin. It's often called, slang terms, a death box. And it's a solemn thing, because someday each and every one of us will be inside a coffin, inside a death box. And the challenge is not where will our bodies be, whether you're buried or whether you're cremated, but where will your soul be 5 minutes after you die? It's a solemn, solemn thing. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. The Bible says we must needs die. The Bible says death has entered into the world, and something about death is something we don't like to talk about. There's a conspiracy of silence about death. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to consider it. We know it's inevitable. We know it's inescapable. But we kind of put it out of our minds and pretend that it'll never happen even to us. Somebody once said the old must die, but the young may die. The human mortality rate in every country in the world is 100%. One out of one people die. None of us are getting out of this world alive. Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 16, 19 to 31, told a story about two men. In life, they had very, very little in common. One was rich, one was poor, one was well clothed, one was almost naked, one was well fed, the other was hungry. One enjoyed prosperity, the other endured affliction. One was comfortable, the other one was covered in sores, he was tormented. One had a large family, the other had no family. One didn't know the Lord, but the poor man, the beggar that had all of these afflictions in life, he knew the Lord. And the Bible says it came to pass that the beggar died, as we all do. Because that's what we are, we're dust and we'll return to the dust. The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. He enjoyed paradise. But the rich man also died. He didn't escape death. All of his money, his friends, his surroundings, his comforts, his religion, none of it could stop him from dying. The rich man also died and was buried. We don't read about the burial for the poor man, the beggar. He was probably cast into the Valley of Hinnom, into the rubbish dump. But the rich man had a big send-off. He was buried. But he didn't go to paradise. The Bible says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And the Abraham said to him, there's a great gulf that's fixed. And your eternal destiny now is sealed. No going back. No second chances. No chance to go back and put things right that you did wrong. One life, it'll soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. I'm sure as all his friends, they gathered around that coffin. They said all the right things and all the nice things. But his soul was lost forever. Whenever you find yourself in the death box in the coffin, where will you be? Where will your soul be? With Christ or without Christ? In heaven or in hell for all eternity? Solemn, solemn thoughts. Bear them in mind. And the most important thing is to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, to serve him and to live a life of worth, a life that counts in light of eternity. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again very soon.